We're on tape three. It's still November 17th, 1986. I'm still Steve Frangos. We're still in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We're still with Mr. Janos Edobera, Mr. John, and his son Chris. And we're still talking about Victor. Yeah, because I wanted to find out where you had recorded.
That studio was down on 21st Street and Madison Avenue. Mm-hmm. That time we used to get the recordings on the wax.
On the wax, yeah. The wax.
But after they find something about wax, they put it on the wire.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But wire wasn't so success, they pull it out and they started with the plastic. Mm-hmm.
When you would go into the studio to record, what kind of arrangements would they make? How much time would they give you? Could
oh
you
yes,
practice?
The studio.
Yeah, the studio.
But the studios I was recording for the Victor was the studios of Victor.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
And Columbia, then Columbia was to 29th Street and 5th Avenue.
For Columbia.
I also belongs to Columbia. Anything Columbia had has to be, they didn't pay. But if I was doing myself something, I have to pay the studio. That time it was $20 an hour. And how many, you know, wax this year used to spoil, used to pay $10 each. But after when they came to take out, was to pay only $10. The tape was for 3 hours session.
Hmm. What would a studio musician, let's say now that Chris and I are going to go play for you, okay?
Yeah.
Talking to him.
Yeah.
What would we get paid an hour?
Depends. If you were a union man, union, they used to go with the sessions. You have to do 4 sessions to the any time you go there. If you want to make LP 12, you have to go 3 times.
Yeah.
And that time was $35 per session.
For 3 hours?
Yes. No matter if you make it in half an hour, in 3 hours, was the Victor's studio.
Yeah.
They didn't charge because but the musician used to get. Now, to go, go any record, they want $80 a session.
A limitora?
Tora. You have to go 3 times. If you make it in 1 session, if you're going to stay and make it, still you're going to get 3 pays. Yeah.
Now, what would you normally do? I mean, let's say it was a new song. You wrote a new song.
Yeah.
And you'd want to go and record it.
Yeah.
Would you like, would we go together to your house and practice first?
Yeah.
And then metan, we'd go to the studio once we had it at the
moment? That's right. Because if you go to the studio in there, and you start a house in front of them, they know right away you're an amateur. But you used to, before you go to the studio, musicians, I didn't have to do that, because musicians used to put the music there. Union music, they used to. But yeah, the Greeks and the others, they didn't know. I have to bring it off the house maybe 2-3 times. And I play, and they would correct. And still, they used to make mistakes, because they didn't read music.
Yeah.
I have to bring it.
I'm sorry.
That's right. You.
Looking through the photos again.
This thing. He's Italian.
Okay.
He's Italian. My drummer Italian. My piano player Italian. Only the clarinet and the girl and me was Greek. But if I want to play anything Greek, I used to give him the music. He's bigger now. His son, he played at Carnegie Hall, he gave a concert. His son, his father, the son.
Which instrument?
Clarinet and saxophone.
What was this man, what is this man's name?
Freddy Ursini.
Ursini?
Ursini. Freddy Ursini.
Che tuo pedito, tuo nome?
Leon Ursini.
Leon?
Leon.
Ursini.
Αυτός ήταν το όνομά του, Freddy Duros.
Freddy Duros.
Freddy Duros. A drummer was Italian και το είχε κόψει. Buddy Carr.
Buddy Carr.
Buddy Carr.
And he,
he το κορίτσι αυτό, η Βασιλεία Μίτσελ που έχει τα δυναμούς.
Βασιλεία Μίτσελ.
Thus, I didn't have to rehearse with them. Because we used to go, put the music there, we play once, up, the second, out, finish. But with the Greeks, I have to go. I have to go, hell with them. Wait a minute, I'll show you something with the Yelasis dollars.
This will be the last tape. I don't want to touch your phone.
No, it's up to you. This is okay. You got 45 minutes each side.
We were at the coffee shop the other day. He got so excited I thought he was going to get sick. I could pop it. I'm down. I thought, well, now you don't want anybody to get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right?
He just had a checkup with Dr. Zimmerman over here. And he says we should be
as healthy as he is. Well, no,
84 years old, and he's still.
Pedise come.
Eh?
Pedise
come. I'm
trying to figure out Katsaras.
Look up Santos Katsaras,
I thought he was 88, is that right?
Dad, how old is Katsaras?
Well, I hate to tell you, but he wouldn't say the truth.
What's wrong?
He's got to be 94, 95.
94, 95? Well, then, Nyasi.
But if you ask him, he says, I'm 84. Αφού μου κουβεντιάζει το παιδί και μου λέει εσύ είσαι ένα χρόνο μικρότερος από μένα. 85. I'm 84 εγώ και αυτό λέει I'm 85. But I know who the hell you can αφού σε ξέρω. Μονάχο σου το λες. Όταν έκανες το πρώτο recording, ήσουν 17 years old. In Colombia. And now, you put this thing in. Oh, come on. Anyway.
I think you're 17 years old.
Yeah? This guy. This guy's name is clarinet player. He don't read no music, but he can play anything you want.
We're looking at the AK band photograph.
That Katinsky, somebody else. He only played one tune in his clarinet, Do, C. And all the musicians play all kinds of different. He only know only one scale and in clarinet. And he hit the line in the air yesterday with the clarinet weapons. Άμα πει να κάνει τραγουδιστή, τραγουδίστου λέει το κλειδί, το τάδε λέει, δεν ξέρω εγώ τέτοια πράγματα που λέτε. Εγώ έχω μόνο αυτό το κλειδί. Μπορείτε να τραγουδίσετε σε μένα το κλειδί μου, τραγουδά. Εγώ θα λέω. That's all right, I don't blame. Αυτό, αλλά έπαιζε.
Και το όνομά του τι ήταν.
Γιώργης. Ας το θέλω. Έτσι, μέσα στο στόμα μου τώρα, παίζα χρόνια τώρα με δάχτυση, αλλά για ένα μυαλό το έχουμε. Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, you know, I'll come back again. You will recall later.
Assessing is after four, I don't mind. Yo, only one job. He said, he's not a musician, he was a shoemaker. But that was the clarinet, I said. That was the clarinet. Yep.
Macedonian bolero, huh?
Macedonian bolero, yes.
For piano.
Yeah. Macedonian bolero, that's the top, that's the netteria top.
Have you ever pulled your sheet music together in any one place? Slow rumble piano.
Macedonia, Castellano, and this is the one. Castellano is the top. Και το έχω κάνει Μασεδονία. Είναι ωραίο τραγούδι αυτό. Αλλά δεν μπορεί να το παίξει κανένα. Τώρα αυτό που διαβάζει μαζί. Ο Γιώργο Γκράβα τη βολή.
Γιώργο
Γκράβα. That's right. Κλάιντζη. Ο Γκράβα. That's right. Γιώργο Γκράβα. Έκανες καφέ. Okay, cool. Έχει τα λιτσάρα να ανοίξεις πέρα πάνω, μα θέλετε να βάλουμε μέσα να γίνει καλός καφές, αλλά το ίδιο.
You must have seen this Rode the Catskills, Greek Mambo.
Yeah. Oh, he was a baby boy. They were up the Catskills with me, in Armenian place.
Of course. Yeah. 1947 I was born. And every year thereafter, I grew up in the Catskills, literally grew up. I remember even like 2 to 4 with school would end. You know, I'd just go, okay, we're going to the Catskill Mountains, and we'd go up, the Summit House, you know, the Grand Hotel and all that. We'd spend the whole summer up in the Catskill Mountains that Dad was playing.
10 years in a row, they used to come.
Well, when you were going up there like that, Chris, were there, I mean, what was the, was it a lot of Greeks, or was it Greeks and Americans, or what was it like? I mean, you know.
Everybody used to come up there.
Greek American families, or you know, Greek families that come over a lot. Of, you know, time from Greece, they come over and they were a place to go. They go to the Catskill Mountains, and a lot of course, Greek Americans.
But not American Americans, or what?
There were not that many American American families per se. There was a lot of Greek heritage, you know, Greek heritage type family. Yeah, but there were some Americans up there. Sure, the townspeople.
Yeah,
you know, and that, or...
But I mean the hotels themselves, like the Grand...
Mainly Greeks, I would say mainly Greeks, you know, and some people that were interested in the Greek music or...
Yeah, would come up,
know,
but that's yeah, right, yeah, I mean, you know, they're certain to be there, but I'm just trying to think about what the...
I would say more Greeks than more, you know, than Americans, that's, you know, you're getting at, yeah.
Because if, you know, you're thinking about if this is a regular business, your dad played up there 10 years, there must have been an ongoing crowd to support all that. So then who are, you know, then, you know, I'm sure there's every year there's going to probably be Armenians up there, who are Turks or something like that, but I'm just trying to figure who the
I think mainly be the Greek Americans that would know that dad was playing there or stuff like that, would, you know, come up and see him. You know, the popularity was there.
Yeah. What would you, now, I'm an American, and of course I've heard about the Catskill Mountains, and a lot of like comedians started there, you know, this is the only real contact I know about it. What were your activities when you would go up there? Would it just be like out in the woods, or you'd have like a hotel, or?
Out in the woods, well, the kids itself would play in the woods. They, you know, they had the little courts, you'd play, you know.
The game rooms or something.
Yeah, the game room and stuff like that. And of course, like, well, the nights that Dad would play, they had it was like 2 different quarters. The sleeping quarters in one section of the property, the apartments, whatever you want to call them, and the other section with the grand ballroom, a different building, a summer house especially, that I can, you know, remember. And Dad would be playing, and a couple of the older girls or, you know, whatever would babysit for my brother and I, and we'd, you know, sit and play a game and go to sleep in our cribs or our beds or whatever, you know, stuff like that. It's the way to work out. So if you wanted to see Dad, we'd have to go across the grand ballroom and see Dad, you know. And a lot of times they wouldn't let the kids in there,
yeah,
you know, in that. But that's pretty much, you know, way it was set up, the 2 different quarters. You know, the restaurant, the ballroom and all that, and the big grand area, and then the apartments in a different section of the property.
And again, the season will be about 3 months or so.
Yeah, usually like that from about May, end of May to...
The end of May we start, the
end of
first week of September we start.
Yeah, the end of Labor Day weekend, so to speak.
Nine to 10 weeks.
Well, so do you get up there by bus or by car?
Bus, car, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
See, well, in those years, too, like, of course, Dad has never driven a car in his life, my father. And my mother didn't drive either for a long time. They were just in the 80s, always at New York City, the subway or bus,
sure.
depending on somebody. So in those years, Dad would depend on his
band. And we used to go with the bus.
The bus or a band member had a car, they'd go up there, you know, to the mountains.
Together. Do you have a bus with your name on it?
Bus?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a bus, you know, Yana Rosapano?
No, no.
Charter bus.
The train used to go up there, Pennsylvania, up to the some place up in Catskill Mountains.
You know,
around that, if I have to get a bus, come to our places.
You know, what I wanted to ask you, and I'd forgotten. Was there any kind of like Greek comedy at that time? I mean, what was the show like? In other words, you would come on and play, and they would dance.
Yeah.
Okay, bravo.
Yeah.
But did they have like a comedy? Did they have belly dancers?
No, they only have belly dancers and singers.
Belly dancers and singers.
That's right.
Did they ever have anything else? Any comedia? Any tipo teatro?
No, sometimes they used to put American acts. But we had nothing to do with it. Because there was, you know, guys, they say jokes and comedians, and a few with hand tricks and
Well, I heard that people like, you know, Jack Benny and people like this, they used to go and play in the Catskill Mountains.
Yeah. The only thing what we used to do once in a while this year, the Greek Taverna, you know.
Yeah.
We find a good singer, and we had few people from the hotel and put our tables around, you know, and she used to sing, you know, and we play for them. And then people there, we used to come and say, hey, looks like this. Because, you know what, they come to dance and hear a few songs. They don't come to see any show. But, you know, for different.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, to see what you were getting at. There was like, I guess, like the Summit House, Monte Carlo, like I mentioned, and the Grand Hotel. There was like a Greek community set up. You know, the Greeks would go to the Grand Hotel, the Summit House, and the Monte Carlo, and it all kind of mingle
like this,
in that one
second. Have a couple of times.
You know, and sure, like say, a mile or two away down the hill, so to speak, there was another class of hotels where Benny and a lot of your American comedians would go, and they would, you know, that's how it was set up. You can travel, you know, the distance or with a car or whatever and see the different groups around. It's almost like Las Vegas in a sense.
Yeah, I know.
So many hotels, you know, and that where everybody's playing.
I've stuck on a bit. Yeah, once in a while, don't I met Panikista. After this, the Horace Perida. Αλλά τέτοια κάναμε πάνω στα βουνά, τραπέζια και καθόλου τα κόμμα γύρω-γύρω και παίζανε μουσική, γλεντάσανε, χορεύανες.
You know, these advertisements...
Αυτό πάει...
No, πες μου.
Αυτό είναι το παίρναμε από τις χοροσπερίδες και το κάναμε και παραπάνω στα βουνά,
see? That's right.
Αυτό είναι στη χοροσπερίδα το κάναμε. Αυτό έχει very big success. Και το παίρναμε και το κάναμε στα βουνά. Και γράφουμε και τη μουσική. Όσες ξέρανε, οι τραγουδίστρες, οι καλές και οι χορεύτριες, τους παίζανε εμείς και χορεύανε, κατάλαβε, κάνανε σιό.
Τα λέω πράγματα να πιάσουν οι κασέτες. What happens here is we're looking at a Carlos Discos Record Company, like four-page flyer here, you know, it's folded in half. It's put up by the Cosmos Music Company.
Yeah, it was a record company in New York. I used to
record
for him.
For Carlos Discos?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's blue and white, which is probably obvious.
Yeah.
And it shows the different acts and their photographs here. The advertisements are from, you know, like Acropolis Photo Studio in New York at 590 Ninth Avenue. You know, Grossman Furniture Company, Margaritas Grocery on 8th Avenue, 3...
The sponsors.
Sponsors.
Yeah, they want to put their name on.
That's right.
Wouldn't ask them, but they want to put their name. Now you ask them. This time you didn't ask them, they used to come to you. Because they didn't, nobody advertise, you know, all in the newspapers, with the radio, but they used to come.
Yeah, the banner over the musician says that the Niki, that are banner now, and then... And what they've got is they've got a stage, and they're this typical straight line of sitting women to sing, and then behind them are the musicians playing. And then there are tables around on either side of the stage, left and right, and there are people sitting there and stuff like that, as has been described. And in this one photograph, upper left, second page, it's got two guys like they're doing a zambatico together. And this event is for Manhattan Center Grand Ballroom, Sunday, December the 6th, 1953. I was almost 2 years old then. 11 days shy. Master of Ceremonies was Manolis Diamandis.
Diamandis. This is the first guy after me, he opened Radio Hour. But he used to put a record because musicians wanted money to play.
Yeah.
After me, after a year and a half, he opened, you know, radio station
in
New York.
Yep. Well, how much did you, again, Pesmo Pali, how much did it cost for musicians when you would have them play on your radio show?
Well, I tell you the truth, when I started, I was in union. And the boys I had with me, they were also, they read music, but there wasn't music yet because everyone had his own work. Αυτή δύο που τραγουδούσαν ο Μανώλης που παίζει τα μπέντζο έκανανε, δουλεύανε στο εργοστάσιο που κάνανε τα παπούτσια στην Ελλάδα και τα γυναικεία. They had a good job, a lot of money. Οι άλλοι δύο παίζανε κιθάρα, δουλεύανε στο Fultz and Fisher. Ήτανε μαγείρι μέσα. Και ο άλλος, ο τρίτος που έπαιζε τη μαντολέ ήτανε Μπέκερ. Αυτός πήγε στην Καλιφόρνια και άνοιξε μεγάλο ζαχαροπλαστείο. Γι' αυτό μας αφήσανε εσύ. Εκείνο τον καιρό, για να πάρουμε τη δουλειά αυτή, αυτός που μας πήρε λεγόταν Στάμος. Ήτανε δύο αδέρφια και μία αδερφή. Αυτοί, πολύ πλούσιοι. Mm-hmm. Αυτός δούλευε, ο Στάμος ο ένας, δούλευε στο Bitchnell Company, ήτανε πήγε στα μαγαζιά και έκανε παραγγελίες για το Bitchnell Company.
Bitchnell
Gum, ναι. Μίλησε στην εταιρεία μέσα, γιατί στέλνανε οι Γραικοί πολλά γράμματα στην εταιρεία μέσα και ευχαριστήσανε την εταιρεία για τα παιδιά που γλέψαν, τα τροφίματα που έχει για τα παιδιά. Και ένας από εκεί πέρα μέσα, του λέει, Στάμο, του λέει, πώς μπορούν να ευχαριστήσουμε, λέει, αυτούς τους ανθρώπους. Να κάτσουμε να στέλνουμε γράμματα και να τηλεφωνάμε, λέει, δεν είναι. Να λέει, άρα, but we have to do something, γιατί αν δεν θα σταματήσουμε να μας λέει κάθε μέρα, λέει. Να λέει, think, λέει, something. Αυτός το ρίξανε εμένα, λέει. Και μου λέει, Γιάννη, you wanna open Greek radio? Oh, του λέω, you're crazy. Αφού δεν είναι, δεν είναι, να μου λέει. Λέω, why? Λέει, the Bitchnell Company, λέει, μου είπε, δεν θέλω εγώ, μου είπε έτσι και έτσι, θα σου σάχαρε.
It was, see, 1922. It'd be 81.
Yeah.
But I think her dad was being facetious by saying that, you know, his first record was in 22.
Well, either
and,
way.
Himself, he claims to be 88.
Yeah.
And I was told that he was 95.
Well, see, something that's interesting, too, is because you may have run across it. See, like my dad now, when he first came to the United States, mm-hmm. and he went down for his citizenship papers,
They had asked my dad what his birthday was, and he didn't know.
Because all my papers, they were destroyed from the wars, you know, the Curtis.
So they had, you know, come up with a date that he stuck out in his mind.
You know, my grandfather picked St. Demetrius Day.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing.
So, is that the same, well, you know, a lot, you know, in that. So it's it's hard for them because they, whatever the reasons, you know.
So the easiest way to remember, mate, put it February 22nd, Washington's birthday. Of course, I was born this month, but I don't know, the first, the second, the last, this month. So that's, and that stays right there.
Listen, we had, I went, took a trip to Greece with my mother.
No.
And we had found my dad's birthday on the back of an icon, St. Irene, that his father had written down all the children and their birthday. That's the only way we found out.
So let's finish what we started. The Bit Smith Company.
Yeah.
Okay. So this Mr. Stamos, he called me one night, says, Johnny, you come with Helen and we're going to have a cup of coffee. My good friend. Now, this Mr. Stamos and two brothers and her sister, they own, down here in Florida, the all the property to K-Pop Tree.
Oh, the K-Pop Tree, sure.
Yeah.
They're not
going to... I'm only acres. The K-Pop Tree, they are on their property. They don't sell it to them. They only have a contract. Every so many years, they renew the contract with the money.
Are these people Greek? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
right?
They sold it, though. K-Pop Tree sold.
The K-Pop sold. But he wants.
People own the property.
There you are. Now, one of them, so he says to me, Johnny, you want to open the radio? I say, are you crazy? He says, mister, he says, come on. I say, all right, let me see. Let get a couple of boys late. Now, from the phone. Well, I find the boys, I used to rehearse with them. They say, yes, all right. Well, they, all right, late. Started in a pack at the late. Mi other mother. The Pitsnut Company late. The Pliros, all that. Thanks to that. To radio station, all of that. Μιουσίσανε δε ξέρουμε αν είσαστε καλοί άμα γράψουν γράμματα και στείλουν μέσα του πίσω να λέει θα έχετε καλή δουλειά. Άρα λέω στα παιδιά λένε αυτό, sure. Πήγαμε και παίξαμε μια εβδομάδα. Μου πιάνει, ο Στάμος μου λέει, Johnny, I want to see, it's very important. Λέει, η εταιρεία είχε τόσο πολλά τηλέφωνα, λέει, και τόσα γράμματα. Και θέλει, λέει, να σας πληρώσει, να κάτσετε και να κάνετε κοντράκι, λέει, 6 months. Θα λέω, να πω όλα στα παιδιά. At the meantime, να αρχινήσαμε και πέναμε εμείς δουλειές τώρα. Είμαστε book Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Χοροσπερίδες, γάμους, βαπτίσια, όλα. Το λέω στα παιδιά, λέω έτσι και έτσι το πει, μου λέει αυτός ο τραγουδιστής να πάει να πει, λέει, το Στάμο, να πει το Bitsnut Company, δεν θέλουμε λεφτά. We don't want the money. Έχουμε τις δουλειές, μου λέει. Κάνουμε και τις χοροσπρίδες, βαπτίσια. Νο, λέει, δεν θέλουμε λεφτά. Εμείς θέλουμε να χόμαστε, λέει, να παίζουμε από ένα ήρωα μας. Το λέω του Στάμου, λέει, νο, λέει, η company demands, λέει, να πάρει τα λεφτά. Το λέω, θέλω να χάσω τα παιδιά του, λέω, να μην παίζουμε. Δεν τους ξαναλέω τίποτα. Μου είπανε, δεν θέλουν. Finish. Λέει, αυτά που θα τη δώσει η εταιρεία δεν θα τα βγάλει από το income. I don't care που θα τα βγάλει, τα παιδιά δεν θέλουν.
What was Bitsnut going to offer? Well, how much money did Bitsnut want to pay?
Anything we asked them.
What
of course,
the
they were in union at that time, τα παιδιά. Ό,τι και να τους λέγαμε, θα μας έδωνε. We can ask more than $50 a week or $100 a week. Τώρα είμαστε πέντε νοατέ, $500, that's nothing. A week. Τότε. Λέει, θα το βγάλουμε από το income tax. Λένε τα παιδιά, όχι. Λέει, όχι. Παίξαμε 6 months εκεί πέρα και πάλι 6 months ο Τσάμον λέει, άλλο κοντράκι. Και τα παιδιά λέει, πρέπει να πάρουν λεφτά. Λόγω, ρε, δεν θέλουν λεφτά. They don't want the money because they used to mix, they went crazy with money. Ξέρεις να δουλεύεις Παρασκευή, Σαββάτη και είχε τη μουσική. Εκεί και όταν την οδεί ήταν πολλά, ήταν $5 ένα ώρα η μουσική. Άρα 4 ώρες από 100 τάρια κάθε μέρα έκανε. Στη δουλειά που δουλεύω έκανε 65-70 τάρια την εβδομάδα. Λέω κοίταξε τώρα. Και θα πάρουν και λεφτά που δεν θέλουν τα παιδιά. Anyway, we stayed 2.5 years with the company.
You were on station WWRL?
WRL,
okay. How often, when did your show come on? Was it once a week, twice a week?
Only once. Okay. Every Friday night.
What time?
10 to 11, because that time all the radio stations used to close 9 o'clock. And we were only the only we stayed because we had the great music. And the guy who plays the organ. We were only the only station we stayed Friday night. Only.
Now who was the, how would the show run? I mean, was it someone who was the master of ceremonies or the announcer?
He was master of ceremonies, Mr. Stamos.
Mr. Stamos?
Yes. He used to advertise the Beechnut Company in English.
In English?
Yes. Because it's an English company.
Oh, I know. I'm American, so I'm sure.
Sure.
Maybe. Are there any recordings of that at all, do you know?
Eh?
When you were doing the show live,
yeah.
Did Beechnut Gum or anybody come to record you guys playing?
Yes. Yeah, they used to come with something like that, the way you had.
Machine, huh?
Machine.
Beechnut Gum, almost.
Yes. From the, you know, the workers in the office. So, because they used to like the music, and like they have every day in the Beechnut Company, you know.
But when, όταν λες αυτό, ήταν, ας πούμε, τώρα, ήρθα εγώ εδώ πέρα με τη δικό μου μηχανή και θέλω ας πούμε αν τα παίξεις τα πάρω για μένα, για μένα. Αλλά όταν ήρθα εδώ πέρα σαν λαογράφος για Florida, για όλο το state, αυτό το δίσκο, αυτό το κασέτα δεν θα είναι για μένα, θα είναι για το state. Δηλαδή, σιγά, τότε με το Beechnut, όταν πήραν μηχανές εκεί να πιάσουν τα μουσική, ήταν Beechnut για το company, ήταν για τα παιδιά, για κέφι.
No, το Beechnut Company.
Για το Beechnut Company, all right.
Σούπα, το θέλανε τα κορίτσια που δουλεύανε μες στο γραφείο. Ήτανε Γερμανίδες, Ιταλίδες, Γρεκίδες που δουλεύανε στα γραφεία μας.
And
they used to hear every Friday, and
Dad,
they wanted to play all the week.
Did a professional come in at any time from the Beechnut Company itself and record your music?
Yeah.
In other words, like they record the,
they would sell it. No, they only want for themselves to hear it.
They're also in the office during the week. So they're not trying to.
No.
So Beechnut itself, the company, never recorded you?
The Pediabras, not the, who they work in the offices there? Pedia, the Corizia.
Might be worth researching, but
yeah. If there was anything, well, let me know. If they're making them sell records, no.
Well, no, not to sell records, but you see, like let's say I'm the president of Beechnut Gum, all right? And I'm a Miralo Fruto, you know, a big shot,
yeah.
A shot, okay? If I don't want to stay after 10 o'clock to see if my money's being spent that way, that give me a thought.
That's
all right. How am I going to check to make sure they're doing the job? You know what I'm trying to say? How are they going to check? So I send some kid down there.
That's right.
Να κάνει το μηχανή.
That's right.
Να ακούσω το γραφείο μου όταν έχω καιρό.
That's right.
All right.
That's, there's one purpose too, yes.
Because Beechnut.
But they call us, they like to play the music in the office.
Well, sure, they probably do that.
Well, they wouldn't tell me, they check me.
Yeah, but you know, they're playing. Yeah. But you see, then they may have it in their art. If Beechnut in point of fact doesn't have any kind of archives on itself, they may in point of fact have at least one or two of these things, you know, for their.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Why I'm pushing a point here. You played for, so you started in 1930, and you played 2.5 years, so you lasted until 1932?
After what, got married, 1932 I got married, and about 8 months I pulled out, because I started with the orchestra. I went to the union, and I couldn't go there. I was going there, but I have to go through union, see? That's right.
So, Mr. How many years did Mr. Stamos still have the record, I mean, still have the radio show? Did he keep it going?
No. Since we pulled it out 2.5 years, they finished. They didn't put anybody else. Yeah.
And then it was like 1931 that Manolis Diamandis.
They started about, About three and a half years after me, when it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else, the guy I showed you, Pasilatos, started.
What I'd like to do, Chris, is someday Xerox all these photos, and you write on the person. It sounds strange, but this is what I've done in the past. You write right on the person who it is.
Okay.
Or you circle their head and you put a number on their head or on their face.
Okay.
And then you go in the back and you write, now why do you do that? Because then, you know, you never hurt the photograph, and then you'll always know.
Yeah.
Because this way, this hunting search is never going to, this confuses
okay.
me, let alone should I know he's confused.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
To be honest with you, I didn't even realize that he had all these records, all these pictures in that. Yeah, I know he had some.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, it's like anything else, you know, once you get, and see, for me to ask him these questions, it's totally new. For you, he'll say, you know, how many times have I told you the story, and I'm going to tell you again?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Gasco Mountains? Were you there with me? You know, so it's not the same idea and the same thing. And
yeah, but I'll get some of the stuff organized for you, too, and that, you know, up here a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I put on a door, though.
Yes, sir.
Quito labra piso. This is Greek Mutual Society, Athena.
Athenian. Athena, η Ανθοπόλες, λέει, στην Υόρκη. Όλοι οι Ανθοπόλες έκαναν σωματείο δικό της, ήταν από ένα χωριό όλοι, και είχαν και το σωματείο των Ανθοπολών μεγάλο και κάνανε και δικό τους, μίτσιο. Και έπαιζα εγώ για αυτούς πέρα.
Η γυναίκα εδώ πέρα τώρα, αυτή ζει ακόμα?
Ναι, είναι το κορίτσι που σου είπα, έχει ιστορία και αυτή μεγάλη.
Και ζει όμως.
Ναι, πεθαμένη. Γι' αυτό σου λέω. Έχουν πεθάνει τώρα. Αυτή τραγουδίζει in four languages. Greek, American, Spanish and French. He used to play in New York on the French theaters and he used to have a big, you know, she had a good voice. Δεν την ακούσε.
But she was Greek.
Got the latter. She was Greek, yes.
You need to get the better?
Ναι, στη Γεωργία, live in Georgia, the super, their five αδέρφια της γιατί.
Μίτσελ.
Τα αδέρφια ήταν οι δυο μεγαλύτεροι, ζούνε στην Ατλάντα, Γεωργία. Μεγαλύτεροι δικηγόροι στην Ατλάντα μέσα.
Μίτσελ.
Yes. Θα σου πω τώρα την ιστορία σε αυτή. Φύγουμε, τέλος πάντων. Ας θυμάμαι τώρα, ξεχνάμε τα άλλα. Τέλος πάντων.
Μπορώ να δω αυτά, για μια στιγμή.
Θα τα δώσεις, μας τα εξηγάω. Είναι τα, αυτά που σου δείξανε. Ω, αυτή είναι που είχε το Port Said.
Γιατί είναι Port Said, ήταν κάποιον ήμουν εδώ στην Αμερική ή ήταν Port Said στην Αφρική?
No, the nightclub, they used to call it Port Said. Εδώ είναι ο Γκατίνης.
New York City.
Ο Γκατίνης.
Ο Γκατίνης εδώ.
Yeah, αυτός είναι. Να τους.
Gus Gardinis was like the Greek Benny Goodman.
Yeah, your dad told me that, and Katsura told me the story. You said you were recording next to Benny Goodman, and Benny Goodman came in and authorized me to do that. I know a guy who plays clarinet in Chicago now. His name is Jim Stoinoff. It's a Greek boy. And I can't remember if Gardinis was his teacher or if he learned how to play from records or what.
A lot of them, so of course, you know, in those years, you know, were learning from my dad and Katsura. I can remember at the house in Astoria in New York City. So I was probably 8, maybe 9, maybe, you know, about 12 years old, and, you know, and that, even older, where, like, Gus Valley would come to my dad's house, and down the basement, he would teach Gus Valley how to play. Wouldn't even know the notes. My dad would teach him how to go with the clarinet and play the music and that.
He's a good musician, but he didn't know the Greek. He used to play with the American band, big American band. And then he wanted to become, you know, a Greek in a Greek film. So he didn't know how to play anything. So he found my brother-in-law in the uni, he was also a musician, and he told him, says, says, all right, my brother-in-law will touch you. And he called me and says, Johnny, you know, he's a Greek, try to do something for them. I said, but came to suspicion, you heard the suspicion.
By brother-in-law, you mean Jim Rodas, right?
Yes, right, Jimmy Rodas.
Another one, my mother's brother, was in New York. Now, Jim Rodas is with the Actors Guild in New York. And he deals a lot with a lot of movies and like that, and too, and, you know, years and that. So another one you might want to...
No, definitely, sure.
Well, I'm going to try to explain to you about this girl.
Okay.
I show you the...
Yeah, one moment. I just want you...
What I had before. Those three guys, they come to throw this Batista.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Spanish.
That's right.
Now, her husband, he wanted to have a baby, and they couldn't make any baby. And she tried everything. She couldn't do any baby. And after with all this commotion with her husband, την apparatus, see? Και το πήρε μεγάλη οικογένεια, αυτή σου λέει, έκανα ρεζίλη την οικογένειά μου, που πήρα αυτόν, και αυτοκτόνησε.
Oh.
Peter.
How old was she when she died?
She was about 30, 36, 37. She used to make a lot of money in New York. Δούλευε σε ένα French factory που κάνουν στα μαντήλια που φοράνε οι γυναίκες πάνω στα κόμματα που έχουν λουλούδια αυτά. Αυτή ήταν η δουλειά της. Ήταν η μόνη που έκανε το μεγαλύτερο πέγγι παρά μέσα. Έκανε τα σκέδια αυτή και τα δώρα τα έκαναν οι πριν. Μόνη! Αλλά, see, that's what happened.
That's in the zoo.
Σε τόπο καλά και αυτή η ιστορία. Αυτές είναι οι Τουρκάλες. Είδαμε ότι πέραμε το αυτό το γκρουπ από τη Σταμπούλ και το φέραμε εδώ και πήγαινε τώρα αυτοί πήγαινε σπέρα με τα γράμματα, ξέρω εγώ, έπτω πήγαινε πίσω και το έπαιρνε σε αυτές ώρες και αρχίσαν και μας γράφανε. Μας στέλνουν φωτογραφίες για dancers, για belly dancers, για everything. Εντάξει, είναι Τουρκάλες αυτές.
No, yeah, we're looking again back at the photographs.
That doesn't get that. Then the Helen Brochet is there.
You know Turkos as well?
Turkos.
Small prince? Oh my god, he's so
small. Αυτές και μικρές και μεγάλες μας έβγαζαν τα παιδιά. Πρέπει να πάρουν φωτογραφία.
Ο Καρδίνης πάει.
Αυτός είναι. Αυτός είναι ο Καβουράκης που σου λέγα. Τραγουδιστής. Δεν είχε μυαλό και είναι, τώρα είναι μάγερ, γιατί να ήταν τραγουδιστής. Έκανε two hits αυτός. Two hits έκανε.
Και όταν λες δεν είχε μυαλό, τι σημασία είναι αυτό.
Αφού δεν είχε μυαλό, τι όσο ήταν άρρωστο στο κεφάλι.
Like what? Που
λένε Αμερικανοί, λένε Ιταλοί, μαλάτο λα τέστα. Άρρωστο στο κεφάλι. Γιατί δεν είχε, για να κάνει, είχε τόσο πολύ ωραία δουλειά. Έγινε τραγουδιστής, και πήγε και απαράτησε τη γυναίκα του με το παιδί και πήγε και βρίσκει κάτι πουτάνες και κοιμόταν μάνα και κόρη, κοιμόταν με μάνα και κόρη μαζί.
Μετά... Say that like drugs, alcohol, he drank
a lot. Δεν ήταν, εκείνο τον καιρό δεν είχε τέτοια πράγματα. Ναι, δεν είχε, αλλά το κεφάλι του.
Oh, okay.
Τρολάθηκα. Να, και είναι μάγερος τώρα. Δουλεύει σε ένα ντομ εδώ πέρα μέσα, μάγερος. Ήταν στο Λαγάο.
He's still alive.
Yes, εδώ είναι.
He lives in Tarpon.
Yeah.
Where does he live in Tarpon?
I don't know, προχτές ρώτησα, πήγα στο Lighthouse.
Bill's Lighthouse.
Λέει, he was the chef in there. How many years, I don't remember. And I asked the girl in there.
Yeah.
He says to me, he's around, but I don't know exactly his address.
Yeah.
He don't work here no more.
What's his name?
Second Kavourakis. Terris Kavourakis.
Kavourakis rings the bell as far as the name and...
Yeah, you're on my side with his records. Huh?
No, that's okay, Dad. No,
I got him in there.
I believe it. No, I just wanted to know.
How many?
That's more on the research.
Yeah.
Many of them, πήγαν μαζί μου, γίνανε successes. Ο Πουρπουράκης, αυτό που λέγαμε τώρα, πώς είπε ο Κατσάβας. Έχει two nightclubs. Όταν παίζαμε μαζί, έτρεμαν τα χέρια του. Να κάνουμε το first record στο καλός κόσμος. Και του έλεγα, wake up! Τώρα έχει να κάνει με εμένα.